I read a whole. Now I can do anything with a whole.
Uh-huh.
But now, well, I could pick cotton all right, but I didn't like it as well as the oil.
Oh, the hoeing was better.
Oh, yes, I could. I enjoyed hoeing.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I love hoeing cotton. Uh-huh. I can pick a hoe right now and just get out and dig the head off. But they make fun of me around here, don't make fun of me either, but they do more.
They tease you.
I can do this, and I just love to use a hoe.
Oh. Well, I guess then, in the cotton, did they raise it in big fields?
Oh, yes, honey. Just big. Of course, we wasn't like a lot of plantations where there's just acres and acres.
Yeah,
because we had to just have a patch here and a patch there.
Yeah,
but
like
I 10 acres was a big, big patch of cotton. But
Well, did they have a lot of, did you have to hoe the weeds out?
Oh, yes,
and all
yes. You got to hoe this, that hoe is about that wide.
Uh-huh.
Well, you'd hold this and leave a stalk.
Uh-huh.
And you'd hold to leave ever so far, you learn to leave a stalk.
Uh-huh.
But hardly ever two stalks. Once in a great while, you leave two of them little stalks.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But you'd soon learn to just...
I can't believe that.
Oh,
well, did they have a lot of weeds?
Ooh, honey, when the weeds and grass got into it, you really had a time.
Oh, really?
It was a mess.
Oh.
But we conquered.
What kind of weeds did they
crab
have?
Crabgrass, mostly with the grass.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then just every old kind of poor dog, we called it, some kind of little old weed that looked bad. We just did everything that was lost. But we could in there and take our time and we could save it.
Uh-huh.
But, sometimes the spring would be so wet we couldn't get to it in time to get it out like it ought to be, and we'd just get ahead of us nearly.
Oh,
nice. But I never did learn how to plow.
Didn't learn how to plow?
No, there's so many boys that we always had to hoe.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just stand and watch them just how easy it was just to go along there, you know, and I just wanted to plow so bad, but I couldn't do it. They'd let me try it. I'd go about as far as near that stove, and then my plow'd get out of the ground. I'd go that far that it wouldn't even be in the ground. So they said, well, we'll just put you to hoe it. But now some women, this neighbor that I had lunch with Sunday, she said she made a regular hand of plowing. She could do plowing, didn't she? Because it was short of plow hand, don't you see?
Uh-huh.
But the rest of them had to hoe. And she could plow.
But she had learned to do it.
Yeah. And ride the horses. Ride the field and back. Now that is something to get to ride.
Oh. Well, did they grow tobacco?
Oh, yes. Now that's something that I never did like. I never could stand snuff for tobacco in any form.
Mm.
And I picked off old green worms off of that tobacco that long. It just, I just knew if I touched it, it'd bite me. But I learned to get them off and they didn't bite you, so. Yes, now all the boys and my stepfather, and I cut it, and I wormed it, and I somehow or other they called it hand. You put so many leaves together and twist the top and hang it up to dry.
Uh-huh.
And then when it dries so long and comes a damp, rainy day, you get that down and make a twist out of it. It's just crimp, and you make a twist out of that. I can make just as pretty a twist as you ever saw. But anyway, I had to do it, but still I didn't use it.
Yeah.
Well,
did they have a you were telling me that they had like rail fences.
Oh yes, rail fences.
And that would be the when you and your husband moved to town, were they still using rail fences?
Not so much. They began to buy, they called it page wire fence.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. Dig post holes and put your post down and buy this wire and